Oh, it's very important, very, very crucial. In fact, some people, they describe it as an hour 1994 because of how crucial, how important it is, given the dire state of the country and given the fact that much of the governance that we have seen over the past decade has been, you know, terrible, right? It's been very bad governance. Unemployment rates has skyrocketed. Economic growth has never reached even 2% over the past 15 years now. The problems of crime, even the murder rate has skyrocketed over the past 10 years. So there are many problems, the issues of blackouts, power outages, electricity problems that have negatively impacted the economy. Our economy has been constrained and suppressed by the blackouts. And we have seen many small businesses being shut down because of the blackouts problems. So it's a very important election for South Africans. It's an opportunity. South Africans have a chance to reshape their country. And it looks like there is that appetite to reshape the country, given how the ruling party, the African National Congress, that has ruled since 1994, is polling at the moment. The polls, they are showing the ruling party doing very badly.
ANC, as you say, came into power almost 30 years ago, and some analysts are saying this time it has serious competition. Are those problems the cause of this serious competition?
Yes, the party is facing some serious competition now, because we have seen the opposition parties really coming up as a strong force, which has been significant. And also, what we have seen is that because of the mismanagement of the country by the ruling party, that has really weakened it. The blackouts over the past year made things much, much worse for the ruling party, and people just lost the total faith. Many people no longer believe the ANC that has ruled since 1994 is the party now to take the country forward. So competition is real, and it does seem that the projections are showing that really the African National Congress will hit below 50% in terms of the vote, and then we are going to see a coalition government, which would be a significant change for South Africa post-apartheid. So the competition is real, and that is what has put the ANC under pressure, and now there is breakaway. Within the ANC has it splits now, so that will negatively impact it at the polls this year.
ANC, despite all that, remains popular across the continent and internationally. Will do you think if they lost power, would South Africa's foreign policy change?
Oh, you see, my argument has been that if we want to see changes in policy, whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy, if we want to see a new direction, the ANC will need to govern with in a coalition. And I think that's what should really bring that significant change would be a coalition between the African National Congress and the biggest opposition party, the Democratic Alliance. Because the Democratic Alliance is more of a right-center party. The ANC is more left-center. And for them to come together and hold one another to account, that would be positive for markets and for South Africa's reputation as well. And it would mean change because the DA or the biggest opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, it sees foreign policy different than the ANC. And it's come out as very much different from how it approaches international affairs and how it aims to also approach domestic affairs as well.